Poliomyelitis, commonly known as polio, is an infectious disease that causes lameness in the arms, legs, or upper parts of the body. The virus affects the nerves and muscles of the body, causing paralysis. It is caused by a virus and mainly affects children under the age of 5 who have not been vaccinated since the Global Polio Eradication Initiative started in 1988. The incidence has been reduced by 99% worldwide. This progress is due to the large-scale use of oral polio vaccine, OPV, and its unique ability to build immunity required to interrupt person-to-person spread of the virus. Studies show that adding one dose of inactivated vaccine, IPV, to multiple doses of OPV is the most effective method to stop the virus and protect children. Speaking at the launch of the IPV, the Minister of Health, Kweku Ajimaimenu, said immunization is the best way to cure the disease, and the government is ensuring that every child is vaccinated. He warned health workers against taking money from parents to vaccinate children, saying if one child is missed, it ruins the chance of fighting the disease. Mr. Ajimaimenu encouraged chiefs, religious leaders, mothers, health workers, and all stakeholders to help eradicate the disease.
Immunization is one of the best ways we can protect our children against polio. Therefore, it is imperative to ensure that all children in Ghana are vaccinated against polio. In view of this, athletes and people who love Ghana, Rotary, Better They Say, UNICEF, WHO, and Government of Ghana, GAVI, are paying so that everybody can have access to this vaccine. So those are various health workers who in very rural parts of the country and some places, come here in Accra, we like to take money from parents for the e-vaccines to their children to put a stop to it. Because if you leave just one child out behind, the disease is likely to continue to be with us. And we cannot afford to relent in the effort made so far. I therefore wish to call upon district assemblies, religious bodies, the media, our traditional leaders, parents, and the general public to take the eradication of polio as a personal challenge.
WHO representative Dr. Kalowa said Ghana has been certified as polio-free in West Africa since 2008, but being polio-free does not prevent one from getting the virus. Hence, the need to strengthen the fight against the virus to ensure its total eradication.
Indeed, very good progress has been made towards polio eradication in the Africa region, where no new case of wild polio virus type 1 has occurred since August 2016. Ghana has now also gone 9 consecutive years without a single case of polio, and in 2015 was certified polio-free by the African Regional Certification Committee. However, being certified polio-free does not mean that you cannot get polio. Therefore, we must sustain our vigilance against polio to ensure that indeed we continue to remain polio-free and that the goal of polio eradication can be made sooner than later.
Polio is very preventable and we must all join hands in fighting the canker.
Deborah Sonko filed that report.